Cleaning Nation. Welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, we start the show by thanking you. We exist, we grow, we've had all the success we've had for one reason and one reason only. It is because you are amazing human beings. Thank you for sharing the show, for telling a friend, for subscribing, rating, reviewing, commenting, engaging, checking out growmycleaningcompany.com, all the support that you give. It is so appreciated by me personally and by the community at large. I can only do so much. You guys and your support and gals is really what keeps this thing floating. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Keep up the good work. Today, we are chatting with one of Cleaning Nation, which is Fred Holloway from Sky's the Limit Commercial Custodio. These folks have been serving the Tidewater, Virginia area for the last 3 years. If you want to reach out to Fred and his team, you can hold them at www.skiesthelimitcc.com. Skies spelled S-K-I-E-S. skiesthelimitcc.com. Fred, welcome to our show.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
I am fantastic. I'm so glad to have you on. The first thing I want to do right before we jump into it is something I told you off air that I just realized, you know what? This would probably be helpful to other people in Cleaning Nation. Fred's got the skiesthelimit.com spelled S-K-I-E-S. First thing I said is, Fred, we got to also buy Sky's the Limit, S-K-Y-S, thelimit.com. And you can forward one to another. You can own that web domain for 10 bucks a year, give or take a buck or two. And that way, if people misspell it, you can go both ways. If you're going, why do I care? That's not the name of my company. You might have a company named Two Ladies Who Clean. Buy the number two and the T-W-O spelled out. If you've got anything that could be spelled two ways, you're always constantly telling people, buy both of the domains and have one point to the other. That it costs you virtually nothing, and that way you get all the web traffic, and if people want to spell it wrong, it's not a big deal. All right, enough of that rant. Tell us a little bit how you got into the cleaning business, my friend.
I got into the cleaning business. My grandfather, he owned a small company. My mother used to work at a school right here in Tidewater. She retired as a janitor here at Lake Taylor High School. Cleaning always been a part of my household because she's like the ultimate cleaner. So I went into Janie King, you know what I mean? I don't want to shout them out too much, but I went into that field and didn't really care too much about it. My wife had said, hey, won't you try to do this on your own? And I said, I don't know how. So we got SWAMP certified and all these things, and we tried to go that route, not knowing how to bid, we didn't know how to do anything. So at that moment, we kind of was just winging it. So I introduced myself. I got introduced to property management field, and I've been doing that ever since.
I'm just listening. I love that. I was just thinking, I've done almost 300 of these, and no story's the same, right? We've got guys and gals that started with a huge corporate background, guys and gals that started because their family cleaned and they had a big business that they inherited, that their family cleaned, they had no business to inherit. I'd love that anyone out there at the beginning stages of their journey going, I don't know if I have enough or this or that. It's so funny. The people that have nothing but all good things, a supportive wife, a ton of money, lots of education can fail and or succeed, of course. And guys and gals that have nothing, nothing, and nothing. And not that that's you, but Fred, but there's wherever you're at now, it's funny. I found that persistence and dedication are really what's it. And kind of that starting point is interesting, but just not a predictor of success. So I love your story. Thank you for sharing it. That said, I also love a guy that just says, I don't know what to do. My wife said, start a cleaning company. And you just said, I don't know how. I don't know about you, but I'm this big prideful jerk to be like, oh, I could if I wanted. You know, I just don't want to. I love that you're like, I don't know nothing about that. So, and I think that's the first step of learning is going, I don't know what I'm doing, right? If you're a genius and know everything, then the opportunity to learn is dead. Go ahead.
Right. We just trying to wing it every day. Just trying to learn more and more each day. My biggest concern and my biggest thing is, like I said, I got four beautiful daughters and a beautiful wife, and can't afford to do the things that I want to do off my cleaning company alone. And that's what the hang up is with it. It's like, I want to be able to support my family on sky's the limit back, if that's possible. And I have the dedication and the will to do it. I just want to learn more on how can I do it and how is it going to be effective so I can bring in much more income, much more things happening, and have a peaceful life.
Well, let me tell you, Fred, you are the reason I got into this business. I was just a guest on, someone else had asked me to come on and speak to their audience on a podcast. And he'd asked me about why we were talking about niches. And he's like, why the janitorial niche? And I told him, quite honestly, and I'm going to share this with you guys and gals, of all the companies I've owned, construction and car dealerships, cleaning company, of course, manufacturing, from a financial standpoint, this is probably the worst niche. Like, owners of cleaning companies oftentimes are just starting out. They don't have a lot of money. So if you're trying to sell something to them, this would be the worst niche to pick. And he said, why did you pick it? I said, you know what? I just love these human beings. Like, I have got the nicest, hardest, you know, no offense to car dealers, because I was one. A lot of those guys are just dirtbags. I don't want to help. I just don't want to deal with them. I just don't want to be right in that world. And there's some very good car dealers out there. Please don't hear me wrong. It's not 100%, but just generally, most of the guys and gals I worked in that business were not people I enjoyed spending time with. And it's the exact opposite with Cleaning Nation. I am just so passionate because, Fred, you are like the perfect avatar. I'm always telling my people to make avatars. What does your perfect target person look like? What is his pains, his hopes, his desires, his dream? You just nailed it. It's hardworking men and women that want a better life for their family. They'll do what it takes. And just like, I don't know what to do. It's not that I'm lazy. It's not that I won't do it. It's just no one's ever taught me how to do this. And if someone would teach me how, I could be successful. And I get so much joy and fulfillment of watching you guys and gals achieve that. So all that to say, you are why I am here, Fred. I am absolutely excited to help you. We can help you. And that attitude of, just tell me what to do. I will do it. I've got kids. I need to support them. I'm not scared. I'm not lazy. I'll never give up. I just need some help. That is 1,000% why Grow My Cleaning Company and the Clean Profit Method exists, is for folks like you. So that said, let's see if we can't do you some good. So specifically today, I hear you saying the company's just not, you've got four kids, that you've got mouths to feed, you've got real big boy responsibilities, and you want to make sure that you can fulfill them, and what you're doing now isn't working. Is that a fair summary, or did I change anything?
No, you didn't change anything. You hit it right on the nail.
Okay. Generally, there's a couple reasons people aren't, and let me give you the good news, and then we'll figure out your situation specifically. One of the other reasons I picked owners or cleaning companies as a niche is it's such a good business. It's so much easier than the car business. It's so much, I want to say, it's easier than construction. There's so much money to be made. You've got big margins when you're doing it right. You've got big margins. You get paid in advance. It's a recurring, right? That stinking car dealership. I got $50,000 a month just to open the doors before I sold one dang car. I got to go sell a bunch of cars before I even break even. With cleaning, you should have a book of business that is the same every month, right? You know, at the first of the month, I'm going to bill my people $23,000 or whatever your revenue is. You don't have to worry about having a good month or a bad month. Sure, you might lose an account, go down a little, or you might get a bunch of accounts and go up a little. But generally, month to month, you kind of can. So there's so many good things about the cleaning business. So let me encourage you. The first thing I always encourage or coach people, like if it's, you know, friends not in the cleaning business that want my help, it's like, why are you in the right business? Is this a legitimate opportunity, right? Because if you're in a bad opportunity, doesn't matter how hard you work, it's not going to work. So let me just check that box for you and for Cleaning Nation. The cleaning business is a phenomenal opportunity. The recurring revenue, the high margins, the getting paid in advance, everything I look for in a business, the cleaning business has. So you can check that box and know it's not that, can I make money in the cleaning business? Absolutely, you can. So the next question is, what do I need to do differently than what I'm doing now? Are you with me so far?
I'm with you.
Okay, cool. Let's move on. So there's generally two reasons, only two reasons I found people aren't making enough money. One, the model they have isn't profitable, right? They're not charging enough. They're working. And there's $5 million businesses that are broke, right? They bring in $5 million in revenue and they spend $5 million to provide the service. So it's not a size thing. There's not a profitable model. The second one is, it's a profitable model, but they're not big enough, right? So it's like, I'm making a 15, 20% profit, which is really good, but it's still not enough. I just need, you know, if you're only doing $10,000 a year, a 15% profit is only $1,500, right? So it doesn't matter if you made 100% profit, 10 grand a year is not enough. So let's start with that. I don't want to have you share a bunch of personal details on the show, but just generally, do you know what percentage, I don't need dollars, but percentage profit you're making? Are you making money? Are you losing money? If you're making money, is it 5% a year, 10% a year? Talk to me about that.
I'm going to say, I'm gonna go with the lowest margin because, like I said, it's not looking good.
Okay, so does it feel like generally you're not making any money? You're like it costs you almost as much. You know, if your business, right. And again, if you're doing 10 grand a month, it's costing you 9 or 10 grand, and you're not making any money.
Right, it's costing me. If I'm making 10 okay. grand, it's costing me just as much. Even from the little small things, the insurances, getting the equipment, getting the stuff, you know what I mean? Going back and forth.
Sure. Sure.
So the paying the employees that I have and trying to pay myself. And then on top of that, trying to pay my bills. So it's like,
and that's totally common. So just so you know, this is not an opportunity to beat up on Fred. And I promise you, Cleaning Nation, some of Cleaning Nation is out there going, there's only two kinds of, I can't imagine there's any jerks in our audience because I talked to y'all and you're amazing. There's one of two people. One people going, oh my gosh, Fred, I've been there. I can't wait for Mike to help you because your life's going to get so much better. I've been there. I feel so bad for you. And the other half is going, oh my God, they're right now. What, Mike, what do I do? How do I fix this? So no one's out there judging you. We've all been there. It's, again, because that's the first thing. A lot of people get, for me specifically, oh, I'm stupid, or I don't know what I'm doing, or this makes me less of a business owner, or a man, or just weird stuff in my head that's not helpful. And the reality is I'm doing X and Y, which gets me Z result. I want A result, so I got to do B and C. That's it. It doesn't mean you're stupid or smart or better or worse. It just means you're doing things that aren't getting results. So if, and again, I appreciate that you get the problem, because a lot of people have the problem that you have now. I'm not making enough margin. I'm not making profit. I'm working my tail off. I've got revenue, but my expenses are equal to or greater than my income. Right. And they go, well, if I just grew my income, I'd then be profitable. And that's the first mistake that we're going to save you from. No, you will not. If you're not profitable at this level, you'll just lose money faster if you grow. So the first thing we do is fix the model. Then we can make it bigger. So other people want to do the opposite. They want to make it bigger and just figure more revenue will solve all problems. It will not. It will make the problems you have now get worse. So are you cool with that foundation of we got to fix the model first, then we got to start growing? Is that a concept you're cool with?
Yes.
Okay, cool. The good news is it's simple. It's not easy, but it's simple. Every time, because that's a beautiful thing. There's some businesses that I'd have to really dive in, like, well, what are you spending on overhead and what's your this and what's your that? And we'd have to really dive in to be able to fix it. With the cleaning business, 9 times out of 8, when people aren't making profit, it's because they don't bid properly. You're just not charging enough. And that's not in every business. You know, other businesses, it could be the way you're delivering the service, or there's all sorts of stuff. With a cleaning business, 9 times out of 8, you're not charging enough. The good news is it's a very, not easy, but a very simple fix. We charge more, right?
Right.
Well, that's not rocket science. Oddly enough, obviously, it's very easy to charge more. You just scratch out $1,000 a month and put in $1,200. Like, it's, you know, that's not tricky. The hard part, or the part that makes it difficult or hangs people up, is the fear. I'm not good enough. People won't pay that. It's gonna blah 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 blah. You know, these sorts of things. Does that resonate with you at all? Or, I mean, does that sound like, yeah, people won't pay? They'll get mad at me. They'll fire me. They'll, you know, call my name. You know, who knows what they think.
Right, okay. Because I'm dealing with my core clients are just property managers. So at the moment in time, is basically if they're slow, if they don't have no properties that needs turnover, then I'm slow. So it's like I'm listening.
So that's good information. I should have asked that earlier before. I assumed that the customers you have now are recurring cleaning. So I wasn't doing a good job listening. That's on me. First and foremost, I hate, I don't know how long you've been listening to the show, but I hate turnovers and one-time work. Like I said, you're in the right business. You're going to make money. And the first thing I said is recurring revenue, right? We know when you're a janitorial company or maid service, I got $23,000 of contracts in the first of the month. I should have $23,000 in my bank account and I have the rest of the month to provide that service. That doesn't happen when you do turnovers, move in, move out, construction cleanup. I don't like any of that one-time crap. It's like saying, hey, here's the best part of this business is the recurring revenue. I'm going to pass. I'm just going to go one-time revenue. Then you might as well go into contracting or construction. You make a lot more money. The reason I don't like construction and contracting is it's a one-hit wonder, right? I do a $1 million job, make a couple a couple hundred thousand bucks, and then I got to go find another job, right? You're doing the same thing with cleaning. So first and foremost, I would move from turnovers, which is just it's low wage. People don't pay. It's a commodity. It's a bear to build a business. I don't know any $1 million. I'm sure someone's going to call me or tweet me, but I don't know any $1 million construction cleanup companies or property turnover companies. So first and foremost, 100% of my time that wasn't cleaning or doing what I have to do would be devoted to getting recurring commercial cleaning contracts. Do you have any recurring contracts right now, or is it 100% property turnovers?
Just 100% property turnovers.
Okay, so I would go to those folks first if they have, because if they're property managers, they should be managing not just turnovers, but also contracting. And I would tell them, because I'm guessing even in the turnover thing, you're probably still not charging enough, and they probably know it, you just don't yet. I'd go to them and say, I'm not doing the property turnovers anymore. I will continue, or if I do, it's going to be a lot more expensive. I will continue doing it for you if I can start getting recurring work from you. So just tell them I'm not making any money. And again, you deserve to make money. So here's some good news. People get scared. Oh, I could never do that. I couldn't do that. I'll get in trouble. Well, if you're not making any money now, you can't lose anything, right? Even if you're saying, well, and again, I'm making up numbers. I'm doing 10 grand a month, but it's costing me 10 grand a month. And you're making no money. And I'm like, well, fire half your customers. She's like, I could do that. I'll be at five. Well, you're not making any money now. You can't go negative.
Right.
Yeah, you got nowhere to go but up. You can't make it worse, right?
Right.
You can't start paying them to clean for them, right? It is what it is. So I would go to my customers that had, because I'm telling you, they know that you're paying, that you're charging too little, right? They've had other people that charge more, probably didn't do as good a job, but they're not going to tell you, right? Decent people will and go, hey, you know, I got to tell you, Fred, I appreciate the work and I want you to keep doing it. But, you know, just so you know, you're not really charging enough, buddy. So if they're not telling you that, they still know it. So I would go to them and either raise prices and say, you can have I will continue with the prices right now, but I'm moving into the recurring revenue piece or the janitorial services. And the only way you can keep this wholesale price is if we can start doing business on that end. And again, if you lose customers, so be it.
Okay.
So that would be the first and foremost thing is raise prices on your customers. And if you're a Clean Profit Method member, which if you're not, I absolutely recommend you should be. We go over this in detail with tracking and bidding and everything you need to do in step two. We walk through exactly how to do this with spreadsheets, so you have all the tools that you need. But I would go to them. And we talk, and I go through the math in detail on that. I won't have time to do it here, but I'm going to give a quick overview. Generally, if you raise prices by even 20% on your people and half of them quit, you'll still make the same amount of money you were making before, profit, but you only have half the work. So you do not have to be afraid of people quitting. They have to pay you first, right? For this podcast, if you said, I'm not going to do the podcast anymore, Mike, I'm like, well, I'm not paying you. You're not paying me to be on. Like, you can't hurt me. So these people aren't paying you to do the work. So what are they going to do to you? Not pay you some more? Like, you know, basically you're buying $20 bills for $20. So if they say, I'm not going to sell you my $20 bills for $20 anymore, you go, okay, right? So when you say, hey, I'm only going to pay $18 for $20 bills going forward, they can either, you know, you can either raise price and start making money, or you can at least stop doing this work for free. So step one, renegotiate the contracts that you have. You're not getting paid enough. You deserve to earn a living wage. And if you're not, and they don't want to pay it, they're the wrong customers. Step number two, take that new time that you should have, because some of them will quit and some of them will pay you more. So again, your income should actually go up with less work. Take that time and only take on new recurring customers. And we've got, again, the Clean Profit Method. We talk about how to do that in detail. You can get that at growmycleaningcompany.com or cleanprofitmethod.com. Or you can listen to the podcast. If you go to our YouTube channel, you can get all the marketing playlists for free. We talk about exactly how to get customers. But long story short for you, buddy, is we've got to raise prices first, and then we've got to modify who we look for. And I don't know that I'd be like, I don't want property managers. I'd say I don't want people that aren't doing recurring work, right? So there are some property managers that have recurring work. I want to help them. I'm out of the move in, move out. So that's what I got for you. Questions, thoughts, fears, anything else you need before we hit the lightning round?
No, that was awesome. I definitely appreciate that. That was definitely a handful. And I'm definitely going to be going doing more research on it too. So yeah, I'm definitely I appreciate it. Let's hit the like button.
All right, cool. Well, let's do this. Let's switch it around. We'll do the lightning round. I'm going to ask you some questions because give you the opportunity to bring value to Cleaning Nation. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've ever received, whether it's personal or professional?
It's so funny because I was just thinking about this. My best advice that I've been given was keep your head down and keep your head down and keep pushing forward. And you work hard to get out of any situation that you're in. And yeah, as long as you work hard, it's gonna grow. It's gonna come together. Let me say that. It's gonna all come together the way you want it. I know that's like an easy one, but that was kind of what first I was just thinking about.
I have found that to be true in my life, Fred. No, some of the best advice is the simple advice. Don't discount it because it's simple. Right. The more complex it is, oftentimes the worse it is. All right, second question. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so far that we can all learn from?
Paying people $20 for $20, like you said. Basically, not making no money. That's my biggest mistake. I mean, making money, but you're not making any money to do anything significant. So I feel like I came into this 3 years ago to make money, and to not now be a millionaire, to have multiple accounts and do things. So I look at it like it's just I learned from my mistakes, and you got to just keep pushing. You got to just keep pushing on.
That's good feedback, and we get that a lot in terms of not charging enough. Clean Nation, let me just give you a couple, and Fred as well, let me give you a couple encouragements. First and foremost, this is an emotional issue, right? Again, no one says, I didn't know how to charge more, or it was too much work to charge more. They were just scared, right? It's scary to think right. that you're going to lose a job, or someone's going to make fun of you, or think that you're stupid or whatever. And the way that one thing I want to encourage you, Fred and Cleaning Nation, is we've got the Grow My Cleaning Company Facebook group. We've got a couple groups. The first one is open to any, it's free, and it's open to anyone that owns a cleaning business. It's just go to Facebook and search Grow My Cleaning Company group. And share that fear with other people, because I promise you there's people in Cleaning Nation that have been there and done that and gotten through it. Certainly with the Clean Profit Method, we have a private Facebook group that's a lot smaller. I try to interact a little bit more in there. Those people are chock full of people that have gone through there's case after case of people that have done it. And the cool thing is I'll say, Fred will type in there, hey, I got Mike told me to raise prices and I want to do it, but I'm scared. I can't feed my family. I'm afraid that I'm going to, it's scary, right? And Fred, I promise you'll get two or three people like, Fred, I just did it. I felt just like you. I was so scared. I did it. Here's my results. That kind of encouragement and community and fellowship can really help get you through the emotional part. That. So I would just encourage all of you guys to find a community where you can share that. Ideally, a community of other successful people, right? Don't hang out in a community of losers that are like, that'll never work. You'll go broke, you know, and then you ask them, well, are you making a lot of money? No, I'm broke. Nothing works, right? You want a community of people that are making money that'll encourage you. So be careful the community you pick, right? Not just any community, a good community. Right.
I'm part of the community. I definitely be saying a lot of good things. And I just want to just say that I'm part of the Cleaning Nation community, the Facebook community. Let me say that. I don't know too much about the other things, but I'm definitely a part of the Cleaning Nation community, and it is great. You basically what y'all done, because I was almost with you and I got a good friend named Rayvon Goodman. He also owns a cleaning company. Between y'all two has given me the will to continue on with the cleaning company, because I was like, oh, I found this. I'm gonna just do everything they tell me to do and get out of this. And you know what I mean? And grow the proper way. you know, because I was almost on the verge of like going into another, like, I'm going to take my little money and I'm going to do something else. You know what I'm saying? It's to clean the company. Clean the thing wasn't for me. I'm going to go ahead and go somewhere else. I'm going to just tuck my tail and run. But y'all gave me the will again to be able to say, man, you know what? Just stick here, stay here, and focus here and make this thing grow. So I appreciate y'all.
We are honored to still have you. Let me, brother, you are why I do what I do, and I really appreciate that. All right, last question. What's one idea Cleaning Nation can put into practice right now? Something easy they can put in practice right away that'll help them grow their business or make their lives just a little bit better? Doesn't have to be anything big. It can be something simple, just something you can implement right away as soon as this podcast is
over. Yes. Keep your mind on your money and your money on your mind.
That sounds vaguely familiar. I'm going to have to say that may not be an original, right, but we're still going to allow it. All right. Cleaning Nation, thank you for joining us. Fred, thanks for showing up. I love your energy. I love your vibe. Cleaning Nation, if you are on iTunes, make sure to subscribe. Leave me a review. We love hearing your voice. All of you YouTube folks, definitely subscribe. Give me a thumbs up right now if you're digging. If this is helping, let me know that what we're doing is helping. And feel free to leave a comment. I do my best to respond to every stinking comment in there. So if you got a question, some feedback, some thoughts, engage with us in the community, both in the Facebook group and YouTube on the comments. We love this community. You guys are awesome. If you want to know where to go for everything we offer, free, paid, big help, little help, everything we ever put out, which is hundreds of hours of stuff, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out right now. I'll see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.